you for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy on the Web Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. Today, I am going to be talking about you have to have patience with and communication with podcasting. Now, this is something, you know, I've kind of been thinking about a lot lately with, you know, the lack of interviews, because I have not done an interview in a little while now. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, there's nothing I can do right now. But, you know, you never know. There could be another interview in the future. You never know. But, you know, there's a lot of that when it comes to, you know, podcasting. So I'm going to start with patience. Patience is, you know, something you need to work on to have with podcasting. And there's two or three particular things I want to talk about in this podcast. First thing is editing. Now, editing, it's a lot of work. And I have four podcasts I'm going to be editing, including this one. But I'm currently working on Corner Gas Preview with Bob Lament on the CBL Show. So I'm going to get that out hopefully this week. But yeah, you need patience. You definitely need some patience with editing. It's a long, tedious task for editing. You're always, you know, like, you gotta keep grinding just to get all the episodes, you know, edited and posted and scheduled and whatnot, right? You gotta remember that. So, one thing with editing is not just to improve the quality of editing, but nobody has complained, but I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel anxious with, when it comes to the quality of the podcast, you know, quality over quantity. That's the way I always, you know, think of it every time, is just, you know, quality over quantity. But, you know, I shouldn't overthink things though. Sometimes, you know, I will overthink. Sometimes it does bite me in the butt sometimes, but, you know, I'm very slim picky when it comes to the way I'm editing the podcast. Now, it's so much easier with this podcast because I'm actually not doing video for Entertainment Man anymore. So it's kind of like, it does make it a little easier, but then again, I have to remember I gotta edit the audio only down the road, as the episodes are recorded and posted up. So, you know, that is the one thing that, you know, I need, I just want to get it done. You know, that's the one thing that really does bother me too, is I just want to get the episode done. I just want to get it over and done with. I want to, you know, get it up, not just interview wise, kind of, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for here? I just want, you know, to have it done and finished, because I know I procrastinate to the last minute, and this episode was procrastinated and probably done by midnight, recording-wise, as of yesterday, when you guys hear this on the Sunday, December the 1st, 2024. Happy December, by the way. But, you know, I just procrastinate and wait to the last second, and then, you know, the editing, I'm like, I want to get it done, I want to finish it, I want to, you know, get it up. And that's the one thing I need to work on more, is procrastination. I also need to work on my patience with editing and take it one step at a time. Now, 30 minutes is easy to edit. I just, you know, edit it really as good as I can, and then I just post it up with I slap it in the intros, the jingles, the outros, the disclaimers, everything, that all the bells and whistles to the podcast that you guys hear on a regular basis. So I'm getting there with the editing. I'm getting better. Editing takes time and precision, and you don't want to, you know, like, drag and drop, but you want to, you know, select the dead air and then hit delete as you go. And I can't do it while I'm editing because it won't let me. But you don't want to edit out something you don't want. That's the one other thing. You don't want to edit something that you want into the podcast. Look, there's some like, you don't want to erase something that's important, like it's important, you know, discussion or something that is going to be key into the episode. You know, you want to really be precise with your editing, and it takes a lot of work too. It takes lots of hours and time to edit, and I'm getting better. Sometimes it takes me about an hour to edit an episode that's like 30 minutes. It takes me a couple hours for like over an hour episode all together. So that's why when you guys book with either podcast, this one or the CBOW show, you know, there's a reason why we have an hour and 15 minutes set time for the podcast. It just sometimes it'll be over an hour 15. It depends who I have too. If it's a big podcaster or big podcast or whatever, you know, like if I have a big guest onto the show, you know, it takes more time. But back to what I was saying is I'm getting better with dealing with, you know, the editing. I'm getting a lot faster. I still need to keep on grinding and keep on, you know, getting the editing finished. For example, the CBOW show editing I was working on for the longest time, the one with Bob, which she's still not done, but it's almost done. By the time this is finished, this episode goes up, it should be finished and ready to go for the week. And hopefully by tomorrow, I will actually hear from podcast.com saying, hey, we approved you, then you go ahead and start uploading. But, you know, that's step number one. That will be later. But we'll see. We're going to see how things are this week on that. Anyways, so for example, another thing I want to add into this is the RSS feed. And RSS feed is the audio only of, you know, the podcast. It's audio only. You can only hear the person who is hosting the show on their own. And it's a feed that collects all the episodes. You know, it's like a code almost. If you look at an RSS feed, if you actually look at this one, it's just like has all the information, has like the meta tags, which I don't really know what meta tag is. I should actually look that up next, when I get a chance. But, you know, it has the name of the episode. It probably has the link in there. It has everything. But, you know, the RSS feed is a complete mess not for this podcast, because we're still with CastBox. We haven't moved. And I think foreseeable for future, we will not be moving unless they stop allowing us to upload to CastBox, and I will switch over to podcast.com. And I may do that still down the road, maybe. I don't know when. But, you know, we literally have been waiting over a week for the CBOW show feed to be reapproved. We had a mishap with the council. We are waiting to be reapproved. And I send them emails. I send them messages telling them my whole situation. I'm going to send them a little note again, just to kind of nudge them, say, hey, look, I am trying to get this approved so I can get going on the audio only, so we can get the show back on the road again. And I have not heard back. So, you know, that's another thing. Patience with the email. But I think I am going to definitely reach out to podcast.com. And I'm actually copying and pasting the email into a new email so I can get in touch with them really quick, so I can talk to them about, you know, the CBOW show feed and how I can maybe try to get two of them split, one for movie, one for TV show. But I think we're going to stick to the one feed for the CBOW show for now at this moment. But anyways, we have been waiting, and now my patience has been really worn. My patience with all of this has been very worn. I've been feeling more annoyed, more, you know, my patience has been tested a lot. You know, I hate holding on to episodes to publish, like the one with Bob. I really want to get that one out. It's really becoming a pain in the butt for us, and especially me, who is the director of content. I'm the one that, you know, oversees all the content on Crispy on the Web Media now, because that's kind of my new role, since my CEO role is no longer, I'm not valid, but I'm no longer part of the head, the decision making of Crispy on the Web Media, so to speak. So I oversee all the content, the website, the audio only feeds, Rumble channel, blog, and much more as well. So it's me being a perfectionist. I guess the one thing it is, you know, I'm not afraid to call myself that too, because I am one. I am a perfectionist. And aren't we all in some shape, way, or form, right? We are somewhat perfectionists in some shape, way, shape, and form, right? We are always trying to, you know, be perfect. And we can't be perfect, too. That's the one thing. You can't not be perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. You know, we will fester up. We'll screw up. You know, we'll mess up. But that's what makes us human, really. It is. It is what makes us human. So, I have to wait, I guess, a week. I've been waiting over a week on that. So, I'm going to try to reach out to him one more time and say, hey, I've been waiting a long time for this feed to be approved, and you guys denied one of the two feeds I approved, and, you know, like, I just hope they can help us. And they used to be great with us, and I don't know what's happened. We've been struggling with that platform for a while, but, you know, it is what it is. There is a free platform. You cannot complain. I cannot complain, because I've been with them since 2016, so it's a long time. I've been with them a very, very long time, and I appreciate everything that podcast.com has done, especially with us getting back onto podcast.com for the audio only feeds as well. So, three, conducting interviews or being guests on interviews. Now, I've been doing a lot of appearances on other shows. One thing is frustrates me is the no-shows. You know, it makes me shrug, like, what happened? And I had that happen last week, where I was a guest on a show, and the host never showed up, and I waited half an hour, and I just left, and I sent them a little note on email, and they never replied back. So I don't know what happened, so I'm just going to move on and just continue doing what I'm doing with Entertainment Man, take other, you know, requests for appearances on podcasts, and, you know, just keep on doing what I'm doing with both podcasts now, right? That's just the way I'm going to do it. So, you know, and also makes me realize something too, you know, that something could have happened. It could have been an emergency at home, family members sick, friends sick, the power could have gone out, the internet could have not been working, and it's happened here in the studio. It happens every night around like 3 or 4 a.m. Eastern. Every night our router reboots here in the studio, or not, it's not in the studio, but it's upstairs, but still it does reboot on us, and sometimes it takes like half an hour or an hour, it's down, so sometimes they do the reboot. But luckily when I can record these, and there's no problem, because this has nothing to do with streaming or anything online related, so that's kind of good in a way too, right? But anyways, what was I saying here? Oh yeah, so, you know, it could have been an emergency. So, and that's what really gets me, is when I'm ghosted and no answers, no reply back, and I've not heard back yet, so I don't know what happened. So I will not. Okay, phone. Okay, just a second here. I have to hook up my phone. That's what you guys heard. Sorry. Apologies. My home phone was off the hook, or off the charger, for way too many days. So I just had to put it up onto the charger again, so it's charged. Anyways, back to what we were saying. But I haven't had a reply, so I don't know what happened. I do not know what happened, why the host didn't show up. So, you know, I'm just waiting on a reply, and I haven't heard back, and we're going into a week since the interview, so I do not know what happened. So I can't get an answer. I can't have an answer right now, because I don't know. So, but they could have been finishing up another meeting. They could have been on another call. You know, it is good just to give them a good, like, 8 to 10 minutes. And big thank you to Kevin Palmieri from Next Level University. We had a little chat, voice chat on through social media. And I want to thank him for the advice. As always, I appreciate him, you know, helping and giving me advice and guidance. And just a little tidbits seem to help a lot too. And like, I watch PGU Podcast Growth University and Next Level University. I watch both of those, or listen to those podcasts, and it's very, very interesting, and it's very helpful to me, you know. And I appreciate everything Kevin and Alan and the team, the whole entire team, has done for me over the last 2 years, and they've really, really opened my eyes on a lot of things, business-wise and tech-savvy, or not tech-savvy, but, you know, business-wise and all that. So it does help quite a lot. So, you know, podcasting takes patience no matter what stage you're in the production, whether it's post-production, pre-production, or like, pre-production, post-production, it could be production. You know, podcasting does take patience and time. So I've been told by my educational assistant back in high school to not sweat the small stuff. And that's something I should really live up to with that term, is to not sweat the small stuff. And I should. So communication is key when it is to getting things done and organized and set up with a guest. Not just that, if you're on like a media network like this podcast is, because Entertainment Man Podcast and the Serial of the Show is brought to you by Chris Beyond the Web Media. It is produced by Chris Beyond the Web Media. So, you know, it is part of the Chris Beyond the Web Media network, I guess, so to speak. And I've talked about communication in the past. And, you know, it takes time to communicate. You have to communicate with, you know, the team, you know, your boss. Like, for example, now Sarah's my boss because, well, technically I'm still founder, but I mean, I still go to her on a lot of stuff regards to Chris Beyond the Web Media and posting it up. And we've been talking back and forth about the CBW Show and Entertainment Podcast and all the issues we've had the last few weeks with that, and especially with the archive.org issue that we had. So we're trying to fix everything up, and she's been amazing support and help with that as well. But you know, communication is key to getting things organized, set up, edited, planned out, have a guest on, you know, communicating with the guest. Okay, this is what day we're gonna, what just to, okay, this is the day we're gonna have you on the podcast, and this is where it's gonna be. And I'm actually experimenting with Restream actually now. I'm gonna be experimenting with the Restream. It's like they have a feature just like, you know, StreamYards, and maybe I'll do a podcast about that next week, maybe, because it does seem to be screwing with my mix minus setup. I don't know what's going on, and I'm gonna see what it can do with that. And speaking of that, I actually had it still on. I still had mix minus on for no reason. So, but I mean, yeah, it takes a lot of communication, and just to make sure, okay, this is when it's gonna happen. And like when I've been on a guest on other shows, I've actually, you know, been that I have to put my phone number in, so I get texts reminding me, okay, this is, we're gonna have, you have a week until the interview, and then like 5 days, 3 days, a day warning. You know, that's what's great. That's communication. That is you communicating with them, saying, okay, hey, this is what is happening with the interview that you're gonna be on. So, you know, and it's, I always have communicated with the guests, whether you're a guest or a host. I am always in contact with the guest that comes onto the show. Yes, but for example, sorry Bob, I'm gonna use your name for example, Bob, like we are constantly in communication to setting up the day for our next recording session, which will be on the CBW Show. So if that makes any sense to you guys, it just, communication is so important. And I've talked about this before, and you know, I've been doing this from the start to now. I've been continuing to communicate and to, you know, try to be patient with myself, not with just the guests or being a guest or the podcast in general. I'm just being patient with myself and giving myself a little more leeway time and taking breaks when I need it too. And sometimes my patience gets pushed too much because I'm working too much and I need to take a break. I need to rest. I need to, you know, have a few minute break, or even go like have some lunch, or just, you know, go spend time with my parents, or just go up and watch a TV show, like Survivor, for example. I've been getting back into that as well. So, like, it is important to remember, just with communication, to also give the guest time to reply back. You know, it does, sometimes it takes a day, a couple hours, it could take a day, it could take 2 days, you know, it could take 3 days. You just have to be patient with them, and just communicate with the interviews, and whether you're guest or host, you always have to communicate, especially being on another podcast, not just your own, but you know, other podcasts as well. Anyways, I've learned to move on, and with my podcast journey, and I know I've been on a lot of shows lately, and you know, I had one no show in the entire time I ever did, you know, interviews with another podcast or been on another podcast. But patience is always key and it's important. And I've learned, you know, if it's not, if, you know, I'm going to move on and continue my journey and keep on thriving and just continuing to be a success and a shining star at podcasting. And, you know, you have to remember that when you podcast, you just have to be patient and communicate. And I never thought this episode would be going to 7 pages of notes. I got a lot to say, but I hope you guys enjoyed this. It's a little more extended. Hopefully it goes around the 20-minute mark. If you're new to the podcast and enjoyed it, please do subscribe to the podcast. Follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, X, aka Twitter, and TikTok at Crispy on the Web, and also my own podcast, or I'm sorry, my own Instagram, which is at Crispy on the Web. I refuse to change the name. Feel free to reach out to me, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest or you want to, you know, suggest a topic, I'd be happy to actually talk about it. And maybe, hey, you might be willing to come on the podcast and talk about it. But until then, I will see you guys next week for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.